Sorry, are you trying to get past?
Will he mind if
he won't mind at all. If you're okay stepping over, he'll be absolutely fine. He's quite used to it.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
Thank you. song of thanksgiving. Alleluia. Alleluia. Sing to the Lord a new song. Alleluia. Welcome to Gloucester Cathedral for the 286th Festival of the Vestry Choirs in the Land. I welcome on behalf of you all, most especially Her Majesty's Lord Lieutenant for Gloucestershire, the High Sheriff, our Mayor and Sheriff of the City, and the Mayors of the great cities of Hereford and Worcester. All are welcome as we begin this choral festival with the worship of Almighty God. I've been doing a bit of research into the Three Choirs Festival, this being my third but my first here in Gloucester. It's quite a feat, and not the faint-hearted. For example, I found a description of when our predecessors in your seats were where you are now in 1823 in Gloucester. It reads, "We obtained very good seats in the choir, and the whole of the cathedral was extremely crowded. The orchestra is erected in front of the organ facing the altar, the area between the pulpit and the altar filled with benches. The space occupied by the altar is covered by raised sittings, one behind another in ranges up to the top of the screen. On each side of the inner choir, the large arches above the stalls opening into the transepts were filled with temporary galleries, but on the right being appropriated to the friends of the lay stewards, that on the left to those of the clerical stewards. These galleries being almost wholly filled with ladies in elegant morning dresses present a most beautiful parterre to the eye." Then in 1826, it reads, "By 11 o'clock, the inner choir of the cathedral was fearfully crowded. An occasional scream or groan indicated distress or fainting. Some were carried out. Some struggled into the outer choir. The most persevering stood their ground." Police were on duty outside. So there may be some fainting over the next 7 days, and the most persevering among you will no doubt stand your ground. But we will all find strength in our prayers and in our praises as we sing of that majesty which angels do admire. Welcome.
Thank you. the frank questioning, the interchange of thought, the influence of personal enthusiasm, the inspiring power of living words, which come in the free intercourse of the classroom, give a force and a meaning to facts and theories which the book cannot convey. It is spiritual. The end of the teacher, whose work we strive to follow, is not fixed by the communication of his special lesson. He will seek, indeed, to do this as perfectly as possible, but he will at the same time suggest the vast fields which lie unexplored even in his own department. He will make clear the limitations and assumptions under which his results are obtained. He will add, if I may so express the truth, the symbol of infinity to the provisional statements which represent the actual attainments of man. He will use the most effective technical education as the vehicle of a wider culture. Literature, art, and science will be for him partial revelations of a boundless life. And it will be his object to make the life felt through the least part with which he deals.
She was once a child, you know. She sits and looks, but doesn't see. To the outside world, she appears to be the same sweet lady visiting me, sipping a shaking cup of tea. No one knows what thoughts are there. The past is real, the present. Memories she needs to share, the lucid moments are so rare. She nods her head and looks away, the moments gone, the thoughts away. her only plea until the day that sets her free. Free to roam and then to flee these bonds that took her dignity. She was once a child, you know.
Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked